You're in the 06010. Welcome into Fantasy Focus Football. Today's show is presented by Geico. Switch to Geico. See all the ways that you can save. It is the CSS DFS version of Fantasy Focus Football. Me, Mike Clay, our buddy Al Zeidenfeld joins us as well. If we do this every single Thursday, getting you ready for the daily fantasy slate. Al, I see you're you got a little tune in your step, a little you know, head bob with the music there. Well, how you doing over there in Los Angeles today?
I'm good. The focus theme's just a bop. There's nothing I can do about it. It comes
true.
On.
That's a banger.
In my head.
It's true. Sometimes I'm just walking around my house, just kind of humming it, singing the songs.
Yep. Yeah.
Fantasy. Secret Squirrel Daniel Dot. That used to be part of it. Remember
I can't
that?
Do that. I can't.
That's the
do
old
that
one.
Hey, quick shout out. Wearing my Lake St. Daniel shirt today.
Your name's Daniel.
My name is Daniel. My friends in Future Teens just had a new record come out, I believe, earlier this week. It is unbelievable. Go check it out. Shout out to Amy and Daniel and Colby and Maya. Love you guys. Awesome record. Mike, what's your what you got on your shirt?
So this is I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a joke for this.
All right, no big deal. All right, let's talk about week four.
Sometimes they just come to you. Sometimes they don't. You just got to own it and move on. I got nothing for you.
All right, week four recap. Speaking of having nothing for
you. This is how many
you,
points my lineup scored last week.
That's what it is. Felt like.
There it is.
You beat me by 2 points last week in our head-to-head. It was a tough one. Another tuple of cuff weeks.
Yeah, you did that last week.
I did that last week, yeah. It's not great. It's not great, Mike Clay, because in part, I believe I had Josh Allen as my quarterback. Or no, I had Jalen Hurts as my quarterback. Didn't really fare out as well as I expected.
Yeah, and I picked the Allen-Stephon Diggs stack the week they did not do as much as they normally
Stephon
do.
Stephon Diggs dropping...
Probably.
A touchdown in the end zone.
I think my whole team dropped something. So yeah. They dropped the ball, that's for sure.
But you got the win. All you needed was two more points than me. Unfortunately, here's what's really frustrating. I scored 166 points in all of my other cash lineups because I had a Goff, Josh Reynolds, TJ Hockenson set up.
Why'd you not use that one here?
I wanted to be a little... It felt wrong using three Lions in cash. And then guess what? It worked. I don't know what to say. Shout out to Nate S619. 231 points last week. Congratulations. Huge amount. Join our free league at DraftKings. It's free to enter. You know how much money is available this week?
$1,000.
Again, $1,000 this week. Follow at Mike Clay NFL or me at Daniel Dopp. Follow at Al Zeidenfeld on Twitter as well. We'll tweet out the link to the league. We do not tweet out how much money is available for you to be able to win. We just tweet out the link and we let you guys know here how much money you could potentially win. So come take on Mike Clay and I this week. Let's dive into week five.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better about this week. This is the first time in a wheel. It just feels like in a while, like it's been tough. I feel like constructing a good lineup you feel really good about. If this one's a dud... Like last week and then the 2 weeks before where we had injury problems. I don't know what I'm going to do,
but
we're
going
to have to reset things. We're going to have to start fresh, but feeling good. And I'm starting with Tom Brady at the quarterback spot.
He's one of the, like, he's, what is he, like 7,000 or 8,000 because of his name?
He is $6,000. Yeah. He's on the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, all priced higher than Tom Brady. And we know why, right? He got off to the slow start, his price dropped, but back on track last week, right? He had 52 pass attempts for 385 yards. Three touchdowns against the Chiefs. He was the number four scoring quarterback. And we thought that might happen, right? You get Mike Evans back from suspension. You get Chris Godwin back. You get Julio Jones back. Now they can start throwing the ball more that he has these guys, not just committing to the run like they had earlier in the season. And it showed up. It showed up in this game. And I expect that to continue in a good matchup here against the Falcons. They have faced, okay? Just the quarterbacks they faced so far, the Falcons. Jameis Winston, Matthew Stafford, who's obviously struggling this year, Geno Smith, and Jacoby Brissett, right? Relatively easy. One of the easiest slates you'll have in the NFL over a four-game stretch. They've still had the 10th most fantasy points with that schedule. All four of those quarterbacks were above their season average when they faced the Falcons, and I think Tom Brady will be well above his average. Good matchup. Volume's there again. He has his targets, even healthier a week later. Tom Brady at 6K, great value.
Wow, love that. $6,000 feels like that's such a low amount of money. And I know that there's been struggles for Tom Brady, but getting Chris Godwin back this week, like you mentioned, like there's a lot of value there. A
little foreshadowing, some stacking opportunities in this game.
Speaking of stacking opportunities, let's go to our tournament guy, Al Zeidenfeld. Let's talk Jalen Hurts taking on the Arizona Cardinals this week. Listen, he had 24 or more DraftKings points each of the first 3 weeks. And then I started him last week, Al. And then he had 16 points
in a monsoon. Yeah. See, that was the problem, Daniel.
Why did I do that?
It was like 20 mile an hour plus winds and like a massive Monsoon.
Yeah, but he uses his legs. I thought maybe he just uses legs more.
He does. Well, he's running like 12 times a game, which is absolutely absurd. I mean, you should have just used the Lions. It was literally Lions week last week. That's all we talked about. And you'd not play your own hometown team. You should be 3-1. Instead, you got the Chuck Woolery 2-2 going on over there. Anyway, we digress. Jalen Hurts is in a great matchup against Arizona. Not going to have to deal with that monsoon that he dealt with last week because he travels to Arizona, where the weather, at least at this time of year, is pretty nice. And they, you know, have a dome stadium too. So that helps. 74.6% of the yards against Cardinals have come through the air, the second highest rate in the league. And like we had previously mentioned, Jalen Hurts is running at an absurd 12 plus times per game. So like his floor is ridiculous because of the rushing yards, but 4 rushing touchdowns in 4 games. And we've been mentioning this over and over, the improved pass catching group, adding AJ Brown as an alpha. Goddard has just been solid all along, but then you get Devontae Smith on the other side who gets to run against every team's secondary cornerback in man-to-man coverage. He's too good of a player to be able to not exploit that. And we saw it massively a couple of weeks ago. This is another week for this offense to completely roll, one of the highest totals on the entire slate. And I love double stacking this game and plenty of bring back opportunities on the other side.
Oh. By the way, our scores are down a little bit this season relative to last year. And I think I know the problem. Not enough references by Al that I don't get. And that's like, we're back on track this week. Like, this is what I'm saying. Now we're back on track. Okay, he did the 2-2 thing. I have no idea what he's talking about. No idea what that means.
Chuck Woolery?
We haven't had enough of these random references. I have no idea what he's talking about. So here we go. We're back on track, I told you.
I love it. Al, real quick question. Do you know when I say once in a blue moon, what that happens to mean? By any chance?
I mean, I'm aware of the reference. Yeah.
All right, good. Then you're just like the rest of us. Let's talk about a couple of other quarterbacks that we like this week. Justin Herbert taking on the Cleveland Browns and Zach Wilson, $5,300 against Miami. Here's the thing about Justin Herbert. And this is shout out to Thirsty Kyle. One quarterback has thrown a deep touchdown pass in all 4 weeks this season. The quarterback is facing a defense that ranks bottom 10 in yards per attempt, yards per completion, and passer rating on deep passes. That quarterback is none other than Justin Herbert taking on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. We like him as well at only $7,100. All right, Mike, pay some bills for us before we come back.
Let's do it. Geico asks, actually.
Do they?
How would you love a chance to save money on insurance?
I'd like that a lot.
Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help, like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
All right. Speaking of insurance, Mike Clay.
Insurance. Where's he going with this?
We are looking at 2 running backs, potentially, for the New England Patriots that are cheap, taking on the Detroit Lions here. And I realize that we always look at these like, which one of these running backs is going to be the guy? You've got both Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. I feel like we've been saying that Ramondre Stevenson was coming in as potentially the insurance back here coming into the season, but through the first 4 weeks, it does not feel that way.
No, he's not the insurance back, although if Damian Harris were to miss time, he would be like a top 10 fantasy running back the way he's being utilized so far. But he's still too cheap, right? The way his role has expanded in recent weeks, you look at the last 2 games, 71 to 50 snap edge over Damian Harris, 34 to 13 in routes, 10 to 4 in targets, and carries are almost even. So he is taking control as their 1A, essentially, with Damian Harris, more of the 1B, goal line back, handles a chunk of the carries, but Stevenson has become their 1A. His carries have increased every week. He has exactly 5 targets and 4 catches in consecutive games, 16 or more touches in 2 straight games. This is all adding up to just a good, solid workload, including passing game involvement. And then what pushes him over the top this week at 5,500, which is way too low, is the matchup, right? They're playing the Lions, second most fantasy points and most touchdowns with 8 to running back so far this season. They've allowed, use this stat on the First Focus podcast, and I happen to have it here as well, 25 or more fantasy points allowed to the opposing running backs in every game this season. This sets up well, not only for Stevenson, sets up great for him, sets up good for Damian Harris as well.
Yeah, agreed. Unfortunately, it's going to be tough necessarily for Detroit Lions fans watching these Patriots running backs potentially run all over the Lions, but both of these guys, Ramondre Stevenson, right now, $5,500 is just too cheap, especially for cash. You got to find a way to get him in your lineup. Al, from a tournament perspective, which direction do you want to go? Because I see a New York Jet here on this list, and I feel like, you know, $5,400 is another way to pay down so you can pay up elsewhere within your lineup.
I think the Breece Hall is too cheap. I just that's just kind of where I'm sitting. It's there's a role change happening here in the Jets backfield. So the first couple of weeks, it was the Michael Carter show. He was the one getting the majority of the snaps and touches at running back for the Jets. And Breece Hall was getting about 40% through weeks one and two. Saw an increase in week three to 53.8% of the running back touches on the Jets, and then 63% last week in week four. This is where we thought things were going to be coming into the season. It took a few weeks for it to get there, but this is where we're at now. Now, the one concern for me with Wilson coming back was that he was not going to target the running backs as much because he is somebody who throws outside the hashes because that's just where he likes to operate. But six targets for Breece Hall in his first game as starter once again is very encouraging for me. We have a spot where Breece Hall, entirely too cheap, taking over this job, getting the inside the five carries more recently the last 2 weeks, and the Jets were more balanced against Pittsburgh considering that they were, you know, playing from behind for some of that game. 37 passes, 29 rushes. I'd rather the targets because they're worth more than rush attempts, but just knowing that Breece Hall is becoming the guy for the New York footballing Jets is very encouraging. And the price should probably be about 1,000 higher.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is even though Michael Carter was the lead guy in week one, Breece Hall is second at running back in expected fantasy points. And a lot of that is the fact that he's number one in targets. This is not what we expected from this backfield. We thought Breece Hall would be more of the ball carrier, maybe 15 carries a game in goal line work. And Michael Carter would just be a change of pace runner, maybe a couple carries and a lot of passing down work. But Breece Hall has had massive involvement in the passing game. So I'm with you. This price is just too low for Breece Hall.
Yeah. A couple other running backs that we like this week. Alvin Kamara, $6,600, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Jamal Williams up to $6,500, getting the Patriots. Jeff Wilson, $5,500, taking on the Panthers. Raheem Mostert at $5,000, taking on the Jets. And Damian Harris, $5,600 as well, taking on the Detroit Lions. Did you know that the Detroit Lions have allowed a touchdown of 13 out of 15 red zone trips? That means that when teams get close, it feels like they are finding the end zone quite often. Could potentially have some running backs get in the end zone for the Patriots
this week. I thought the opposing offense just scored on every drive. Like, that's what it seems like, but that's what we're counting on.
Sure. How dare you? Let's talk about wide receivers and Mike. Chris Godwin,
$5,900.
How cheap is this? I think they made a mistake.
You would think so, right? You would think so. This is what I'm talking about, the other side of the battery with Tom Brady, right? He's too cheap. So is Chris Godwin. And this is a guy who he's the 23rd price wide receiver. If he's healthy, and keep in mind, last week he had 10 targets. He was he ran 45 pass routes in his first game back. That was second most in the entire NFL. So it's not like he was limited. He's back. He's good to go. He looked good in that game. 7 catches, 59 yards. And he actually missed a couple plays, too. And he still ran 45 pass routes in that game. Great matchup here against Atlanta. Kind of talked about it earlier. 7th most fantasy points and 6 touchdowns to receivers, which is 2nd most this season. They've allowed at least 41 fantasy points to the opposing receivers in 3 of their 4 games this season, right? So it's obviously been a struggle. They could have Isaiah Oliver back off IR in the slot this week, which is a little bit of a tougher matchup compared to D. Alford, who they've had in there the past couple of weeks. But regardless, we're not really afraid of anyone when it comes to Chris Godwin, who primarily lines up in the slot. So at $5,900, we might look back and say this is his low price for the season, right? I'm not sure he's going forward. I don't think he'll be lower than this unless he just gets hurt again or has a random dud this week. But this is the time to get in on Chris Godwin.
I know the Falcons have a nice corner in AJ Terrell. Do we expect to see him on Chris Godwin or Mike Evans?
Maybe 5 plays. Godwin's going to be in the slot. So maybe when he's outside, he'll see Terrell in a couple plays, but Terrell will probably shadow Mike Evans in this game, which actually if Terrell plays like he did last week and not like he did in weeks 1 through 3, that could slow down Evans a little bit and actually open the door for more work for Chris Godwin and maybe Julio Jones as well.
Well, fingers crossed for Al. He does not slow down Mike Evans, as you took the other side of this. We're having Tom Brady with his full complimentary weapons. You like Mike Evans here at $6,900 this week.
I mean, well, why not have both? you know I like to double stack, and Tom Brady's a value, and we can get access to both of these guys, and Mike Evans has the most receiving touchdowns of any pass catcher the last three seasons before this one. Also, Atlanta has allowed 16 red zone drives, which is tied for fourth worst, and Mike labeled off the cavalcade of, let's say, not Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks they've played against so far this year. And in the two games against Atlanta last season, Mike Evans posted 19 targets, two touchdowns, and 174 yards. So I'm not seeing cornerbacks slowing him down all that much for the last 3 years or this week, being targeted on 22.1% of his routes this far. That is the highest rate for him since Tom Brady's been his quarterback.
Yeah, I'm excited. This honestly double stacking opportunity with a $5,900 Chris Godwin and a $6,000 Tom Brady leaves so much money to potentially play with for the rest of your lineup. It's crazy. All right, a couple other wide receivers that we like here. CeeDee Lamb, 7K, taken on the Los Angeles Rams. Found out Rams secondary not as concerning as I used to think it was.
Well, they have Jalen Ramsey, and then their number two, number three, and number four corners are all out. They've missed the last few weeks, and they're still beat up. So, yeah, it's a good place.
Tyler Lockett, $5,600, taken on the Saints. Drake London, $5,900 on the other side of that Bucks game. Zay Jones, $4,100. If he plays, make sure you monitor his injury status, taken on Houston. Tyreek Hill, 8K, and the massive target share he's getting, taken on the Jets. Garrett Wilson on the other side of that game, $5,200 against Miami. Want to see how he looks with Zach Wilson for the second week under center with Garrett Wilson. Christian Kirk, $6,600, also taking on Houston. And Keenan Allen, $6,600, taking on the Browns. Yep.
Back in practice, could be back at the game this week. So if he is,
fingers crossed.
He's good value.
Really good value there. Keenan Allen. Like that. All right. One more quick thing before we get to tight ends. The most wonderful time of year is upon us, Mike Clay. It's college football season. Dr. Pepper and the residents of Fansville invite you to revel in another one-of-a-kind year of flexing your foam figure, humming your school's fight song in your sleep, and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary, all washed down with a rich and delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. Another Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate. Pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one the fans deserve. All right, at tight end, Mike Clay, last week, I was hoping David Njoku would see a ton of targets like he saw in week three. And this week, you've got him at $3,800 taking on the Los Angeles Chargers as basically the number two pass catcher in this Jacoby Brissett-led offense.
Yeah, he is. He was in my lineup last week as well, and he did fine, right? He has 5+ catches and at least 73 yards in two straight games. He is kind of, after a slow start, he's kind of taking control as that number two target. And Amari Cooper's been all over the map. You don't know what you're going to get
last
from him.
Last week was tough for Cooper.
He had a bad game, two really good games, and then another bad game. But yeah, regardless, Njoku has shown up in one good game and one bad Cooper game. So that's a good sign. He's on the field all the time, 90% snap share so far, and handling 18% of the targets. And get an 18% target share out of a good athlete like Njoku. It should work out for you in fantasy. He's top 10 in pretty much every category. Good.
Well, a quick question. When you're talking, because like I think about target share a lot of times when I'm talking about wide receivers. So that number is sometimes like the top wide receivers are higher. When you're looking at tight ends, like what's a good target share for a tight end?
Well, some of the superstar guys are like, I think Mark Andrews is at like 28%, something somewhere.
Well, like him and Kelsey are wide receivers, basically.
But I mean, honestly, Kelsey's been hanging around like 21 to 24 range the past few seasons. So he's up a little bit this year, obviously, a different wide receiver situation. But Njoku, I would estimate, is probably like seventh or eighth, I think, something like that right now in that range. So it's a decent number. It's a respectable number. And you can kind of see that with the output, right? He's top 10 in targets, receptions, yards, and expected touchdowns. So all across the board, he's getting the volume. He's getting work near the goal line. It's worked out for him. Chargers, by the way, if you just look at their numbers against tight ends so far, they're good, but they've also allowed 9 touchdowns this season. That is fourth most in the entire NFL. 9 touchdowns through the air, excuse me. So that opens the door for Njoku to potentially find the end zone. And at $3,800, you don't need much more than that. If he catches a 12-yard touchdown, you a couple more catches, you're good to go. It pays off. So at this price point, I just think Njoku's still undervalued.
Okay. Love that call. Al, let's talk another tight end because you have Evan Engram, $3,100. Is this getting right with Trevor Lawrence after that tough Philly game last week?
You're going to have to let me explain here for just a second. All right, because the two premium tight ends that you were talking about, right, Kelsey and Andrews, are not on this slate, there is no real pay-up premium option. And it feels like there's a lot of tight ends that are underpriced from, like, let's say, $4,500 to $3,600. There's even $3,400 with Dalton Schultz. So, like, there's a lot of players in that range. So I wanted to take the road less traveled by here and get a little bit off the reservation and go with somebody like Evan Engram, who is actually doing what we want a tight end to do, even though he has not produced the last two games with four targets the last two games, but he is running a route on 78% of Trevor Lawrence's dropbacks. That's fifth best at the position. I would much rather have a tight end that is out in the route running around as opposed to pass blocking. They are not putting him on the field to block. And we have a puzzle pieces fit sort of a situation. Houston is bottom five when it comes to time of possession, and Jacksonville is top 10. So both of those things working for each other. A lot of people are going to be on James Robinson this week. You're going to see a lot of Trevor Lawrence stacks, but people are not going to find their way to Evan Engram as he's projecting for under 5% played in tournaments. So this is a way to get different at a value to allow you to pay up somewhere else. Ooh. And get shares of that Jacksonville offense that is projecting an implied team total of 25.5 points right now.
Under 5%. Is he going to make the 5 under 5 video, Al? Evan Engram?
I try to stay away from using tight ends because, like, in that video, because wide receivers have so much more upside. So I try to find three wideouts, but like, he's definitely a candidate.
That's sure. Fair. Al has so much stuff, in case you guys don't know, in case you're only consuming Al here on CSSDFS, Al has so much stuff. Check out his YouTube page, Al Smizzle. Let's just do TV. Al, what is it? Smizzle.tv/links. Let's go there. Smizzle.tv/links. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. I did a cage match with Al yesterday. Head to head.
Like a real one or a fantasy one?
No, well, it was real and fantasy at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really excited. I'm going to absolutely crush Al this week. But go check that out.
I'm
going
to suplex you through a table.
Yeah, right. All right. A couple of the tight ends that we like this week. Tyler Higbee, $4,300. 11 times this season has a tight end seen a target share north of 25%. I just asked you about this, Mike. Mm-hmm. Tyler Higbee's done it three times. I think that's good. Pat Freiermuth, $4,100, taking on Buffalo. And TJ Hockenson after that massive week.
What a game.
$4,900.
Probably like him more if Amon-Ra's out. Sorry.
Yeah. Seriously.
If Amon-Ra's out again, maybe Chark out. We like him even more.
Yep.
And he's already... This assumes Amon-Ra and Chark are playing.
Yes. And, and he's still sub 5K from that standpoint. All right. Let's get into our head-to-head lineups for week 5. Mike, we are 2-2. It is the Chuck Woolen Bowl over here. I don't get that reference, but I threw it out there. And let's see what you got for week 5 head-to-head.
Yeah, I still don't get it either, but I'm taking you down this week. I'm feeling confident with this lineup. It just came together quick, and it just felt good, which I don't know. Maybe it's bad.
That's the worst.
Anyway, Tom Brady is our quarterback, of course. Running backs going, I don't want to say cheaper, but you know, not big names.
Sure.
Jamal Williams, Ramondre Stevenson, both in good spots here. Williams, obviously, the feature back in Detroit right now. Wide receivers, Tyler Lockett, Drake London, Chris Godwin, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, some serious firepower there. And also, I didn't do this on purpose. This is a cash lineup, but you got a mini stack here with Brady, Godwin, and then we're coming back with Drake London. So we got a lot of pieces of that Atlanta-Tampa Bay game. And then I'm actually paying up at defense for once. I could afford it this week, going with the Niners. I do like Alvin Kamara, by the way, if he goes, and he said he's going to go. He's very cheap this week. If you plug him in for, I think you could plug him in for Jamal Williams and then punt defense, that fits as well.
Yep.
And also, if you want to go Tyler Higbee at tight end, you can go with the Dolphins defense, a punt as well. So you do have some flexibility, just a couple of things I was looking at, but I ended up rolling with this one. Might try to weave Kamara in there, maybe. We'll see how things work out, but I'm pretty happy with this. I think I'll probably stamp at.
Yeah, this is an interesting lineup. I got to be honest, and we'll get into mine in a second. I was thinking about Drake London, too, on the other side of that Chris Godwin. We'll see where that one lands. All right. It's not a bad lineup. My lineup for this week is at quarterback, taking Trevor Lawrence, $5,600. I'm going both Patriots running backs.
Ooh.
$5,600 and $5,500. I'm at $11,000 for my two running backs. That means I need 33 to pay off, and Detroit has given up at least 25 points to fantasy running backs so far this year, trying to pay down at the running back position so I can pay up for all the targets that are Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, and Chris Godwin, with Tyler Higbee target monster at the tight end at $4,300, Curtis Samuel with no Jahan Dotson in that offense this week, hopefully going to get more targets there. And then here's the thing. Hey, Monday Night Football. I'm getting the Monday Night Football discount on my defense. Dallas is only $2,500 taking on what has been an awful Rams team. Matthew Stafford has struggled mightily. $2,500 for the Cowboys. Excuse me. Love them there. I really like, there's a lot here. Little bit. Ceiling is a little low with my running backs because they're in the same game, same team. But I love the rest of this.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. So, Al, a question for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking I don't love it. I think it's okay maybe for cash, you know, because you can get a decent floor out of both guys, especially in this matchup. But then I'm thinking, like, tournament, you would never do it, right? Because it limits your ceiling. But at the same time, no one's going to do that. So is this maybe an alternate strategy you can go with to maybe separate yourself?
You need an outlier performance. Think about your best ball strategy, Mike, when you're saying you need everything to go your way to win a best ball tournament. You need everything to go your way to win a GPP as well in daily fantasy. So we've seen weeks, there are few and far between, but where two running backs from the same team, like Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, have both had big days, 3-4 touchdowns between the two of those guys. The matchup's right for it. Is the volume going to be there? I don't think they can get there on, you know, 15 to 16 touches a piece unless they're hyper, hyper efficient. But again, you're banking on everything going right if you have to win a tournament.
Yeah. We've watched DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams both put up 20 fantasy points as running backs. Obviously, you're not, it's not a thing that you plan on, right? But this is a matchup play for me. And in the cage match I did against Al, I used this exact same lineup. So when I beat both of you with the same lineup, it is going to feel so sweet to take you both down.
Not happening.
I love it.
I don't know about that.
Not happening.
I love it.
Not happening.
Yeah. What happens when he loses to both of us?
Oh, that's please.
Pain.
Yeah.
Pain. Yeah. Hashtag pain.
Honestly, it will be, because if I lose to both of you, that means that neither one of these Patriots running backs went off. And if the Detroit Lions didn't win, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, Stevenson's going off. He's in my lineup. Stop, so you know it. he's gonna work
Al,
out.
Give us your week five tournament lineup here.
So I wanted to be a little bit different from where I thought the crowd was going to be. So I'm going with a Jalen Hurts double stack here. Ooh. I've got Khalil Herbert and Breece Hall at running back so that I could pay up for where I wanted to go with the stack. I have AJ Brown and Dallas Goedert. People seem to have forgotten about Rondale Moore. Like, his name is Dr. Dre. 65 of 76 snaps in his return last week. Stepped right back in to a role that is actually pretty new for him. 10 yards ADOT. So, like, at least they're throwing the ball in front of the line of scrimmage this year. Tyler Lockett, a value that we spoke about, and Chris Olave bringing it back, leading the league in air yards by like a million right now. And then I could fit the Tennessee defense. So they went in there. See, Mike, that song was a play on Volare, which was made famous by Dean Martin. Another reference that I don't know if you got. You had to get that one.
So two references in there that I, again, did not get.
You didn't get the...
Turn it.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, you gotta act like you got something to say, but nothing comes out when you move your lips. It's just a bunch of gibberish.
That's what it's like when Al's talking about references I don't get.
Come on.
You're saying a lot of words, and I'm just sitting there.
My Clay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't forget about Rondale Moore. It's just that he hasn't played, and the freaking Greg Dortch has been awesome.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I do like that play because he was on the field a lot last week and the production wasn't there. So this is probably the time to go for Rondale. There was a lot of hype. You know, you were hearing it within camp this year. This was going to be a breakout year for him. AJ Brown's still a little beat up. He could be the number two target in what could be a game much like that Eagles Lions game, where there's a lot of points on the board. I mean, Arizona might struggle to score against this Eagles defense, but, you know, they have Kyler. And when you have Kyler,
hopefully the Eagles score a lot, so then Kyler has to try and score a lot. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Football's more fun when we're just scoring a lot of points. Or if it's really good defense. As long as it's just not two sloppy teams.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, we love the Lions. Offense. No matter who's on the field, there's big plays and touchdowns.
All right, that's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Follow at MikeClayNFL, at Al Zeidenfeld, and at Daniel Dopp on Twitter. We will be back in week six with more Daily Fantasy. Good luck to you guys. We love you. See you next week.
It's no secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate Full Sail, you a Lions fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.